surprise that the dead king was restless?
Hey, let's figure out how to use the glossary. Look back near the bottom of page 7 at the sentence that says, "Before Hamlet could get back home, the king's brother, Claudius, seized the throne." Those dark, bold-faced letters mean that the word seized is in the glossary, remember? Let's turn to page 52 and look it up. Okay, I found it. It says here that to seize is to take by force, so that means that Claudius forced his way onto the throne, even though Hamlet was supposed to be king. Maybe that's why Hamlet's dad is hanging around as a ghost. Maybe he's mad at Claudius. Remember that you can use the glossary to check the meaning of any bold-faced word. Let's keep reading at the top of page 8, where it says, "Marcellus shook his head as he shivered by the fire."
Marcellus shook his head as he shivered by the fire. "Something is rotten in the state of Denmark," he said. Suddenly, the ghost appeared again. Horatio wanted to run, but he fought back his fear and found the courage to speak. "Tell me," Horatio cried out, "why have you come to us?" But the ghost just stared with blank eyes before disappearing into the night. "I must go to Hamlet," Horatio told the others. "If the ghost will not speak to me, surely he will speak to his own son."
Okay, let's go over what happened in this chapter. Prince Hamlet's friend Horatio and two guards are standing outside this big castle in Denmark when a ghost appears out of the fog. The ghost looks exactly like Hamlet's father, the King of Denmark, who just died. The three guys are scared and confused. They try to figure out why this dead king has been hanging around, and they decide it's because he's upset that his brother, Claudius, stole the throne from Hamlet. Things have been all wrong in Denmark since the king died, and now they seem even worse. The ghost won't talk to the guards or to Horatio, so Horatio decides to tell Hamlet about the ghost. It's almost time to move on to the next chapter, but first, let's take a look at the heads up at the bottom of page 8. It says, "Think about what Claudius has done, then make a prediction about what the ghost might say to Hamlet." Let's see. I'm guessing that the ghost might tell Hamlet how to take the throne back from Claudius and become king like he's supposed to be. What do you think? Okay, let's start chapter 2 at the top of page 10.